Here we go.
Hey.
It's another week of Greek Chic.
Week six.
Is it? Yes. Welcome back. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Katie.
And we're here to talk to you about all things Greek mythology and all things definitely not Greek mythology.
Just all things.
Just all things. Just all of it. How are you this week?
I'm actually really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, so today it's no longer January.
Yes!
It's Chinese New Year and it's the Year of the Tiger and I am a tiger.
It's
so this can be
Year of the Tiger.
No, Maya, you're not a tiger.
Are you into Chinese lunar calendar?
I know enough
mythology,
about it.
Like,
I know
astrology as well?
I know enough. I'm a tiger.
What am I?
I actually don't know because it follows like a weird pattern. It's not quite as like... easy to like
it's almost
think.
Like it follows the lunar year.
No, I mean like each year, like so 1986 is tiger, that's why I'm a tiger.
Okay,
so then I would need to like look it up. What are you, 89?
Yeah, you don't need to Google it right now. How's your Garibaldi mouth?
Ow, very good.
Katie came to my house and brought Garibaldi's and we had to wait for a good 3 minutes before we could start.
You're
recording
a sneak, pal.
Oh yeah checks out. I'm pretty sure that Chinese zodiac is bang on if I'm a snake. So, this week, people are really excited about this episode.
I feel a lot of pressure. No, you're fine. You're like Queen of the Greek.
Pretty sure
no,
the entirety of Greece
the
would be
of
like,
Greece.
Excuse me?
Say the Queen of Greece.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Uh-huh.
You know Macedonia, always. The country,
yes.
Is actually known as the Northern Republic of Macedonia because there's like a Greek city called Macedonia, so Macedonia can't use the name. So there you go, fun fact, Friday,
and
it's Monday, it's Tuesday, what day is it?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I thought it was Wednesday all day, so that's actually an achievement for
I hear it when, like, I think it's Friday and it's, like, Tuesday.
Like,
nothing.
It's never
nothing.
Friday when you think it is.
Nothing ruins your Friday, like, realising it's Tuesday.
Right. I have, like, strong opinions that Tuesday is the worst day of the week.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like,
and also,
I will
like,
fight anyone.
You're excited that it's no longer January, but I would argue that February is the worst month because you expect January to be shit.
Is February the Tuesday of the year?
February is 100 the Tuesday. 100? Who says that? Definitely not me. Fuck
definitely
sake.
Not you.
That was disgusting.
I don't want to be your friend.
I don't want to be my friend anymore.
No, but it does go by in like a blink though because compared to January.
I'm going to say that to you next week when you're PMSing again.
Why do you know that?
I don't know, man. Right, so this week we are doing Hades and Persephone. People are very excited, but I think people are excited because they think they know the story, but actually they don't. So
maybe I think I know the story and I don't.
I think so. What story do you think you know?
Actually... don't even know what I think I know, if that makes sense.
You sound like Dick Cheney. There are no knowns.
No, so the only like reference point of Hades and Persephone I know is because I like the TV show Hannibal.
Okay.
And if there's any Hannibals out there, be my friend, please.
God knows she needs some.
Wow, that's... we're mean straight off the bat this week.
Hello.
And people have likened that relationship to Hades and Persephone.
I've never seen Hannibal, but I really love Greek mythology, in case you haven't noticed. And
really?
I'm super into, like, the Iliad is one of my favourite things ever. Again, sorry everyone, my cat has the zoomies. And my two favourite characters in the Iliad are obviously Achilles and Patroclus. And reading the Song of Achilles, like, fell in love with them even more. And
yes.
there's a Hannibal thing there as
there
well.
There is, and I've read that as well because of Hannibal.
Oh my god, how amazing is that book?
Because I audiobooked it,
uh-huh.
And I was just like crying.
I have like
car,
an actual
like
copy
if
you want to read it again. I've got it like over there.
I might do that.
We're currently lying in my bed. We're having a sleepover tonight.
Yay!
We should have totally got drunk and done this. Maybe we will. Maybe we'll drink a bottle of wine and do another
episode.
Sadly,
I have to go and be a scientist tomorrow.
Oh god, sucks to be you.
I know, right?
So Hades and Persephone. I think what lots of people know about Hades and Persephone is that she was born above ground and went underground to live with him and they lived happily ever after. And it's this very dark, romantic story. And I
hardcore
think,
goth.
Hardcore goth. and I think there's so much projection onto Hades and Persephone because they actually don't have any myths of their own, really. They appear in other people's myths, but other than they are like meet cute, if you will. You're going to really laugh at that in half an hour. Other than their meet cute, there isn't really anything of their own.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what mythology says.
Okay.
And what, you know, but obviously the mythology is as right as anything else, it's just older. So okay. I'll give you like a kind of broad brushstrokes
right.
of various versions of the story, but I'm going to be going off mostly Homer's hymn to Demeter, which is Persephone's mum. So
you're like a legit like scholar of mythology. Like what the fuck?
So yeah, I'm going to be like working mostly off Homer, but I'll jump about a bit. And as always, like, Greek myths and mythology in general is an oral tradition passed down from mouth to mouth. So the myth that I tell may not be the one that you're most familiar with, but it's
Chinese
the
whispers.
One that I like best. It is basically Chinese whispers.
Is that
whispers.
Expression based on some kind of like their own, you know, historical
no,
stories or
I have
mythology?
No idea.
I would like to now know that.
I hope it's not racist.
I doubt it. Although probably.
I was going to say, I would bet it was.
I mean, as we've just been discussing, anything's racist if you try hard enough.
Anything's racist if you're a white woman looking to be offended. It's true, though. Like, I've never met anyone as easily offended as the white women. The white women in our 30s. And I count myself in that. Like, I am the first person to call out any kind of, like, racism, sexism, transphobia, homophobia, anything. But, like, it's now just getting a wee bit too much for me. And I get, like, that we should advance everyone. But actually, like, what I'm seeing now is a bunch of white women talking over other people.
Yeah.
And we're not raising up...
They're trying to make it about them.
Yeah, we're not raising up the voices of those less privileged than us. We're actually just talking over them.
What are these women called? Because obviously we have the Karen.
I was thinking about Karen. I was thinking about this today.
And we have the Kyle, but this is not the Kyle.
I was thinking about this today, and honestly, I was like, I can think of no more of a millennial white woman name than Ashley.
I mean, fair.
Like, I was like, oh god.
I mean, fine. And we both have part of that. That's fine. Ashley's my middle name.
Of course it is, because I only have people called Ashley around me. My harem is made up of Ashleys.
I actually feel like I'm pretty fucking low on that scale, since I've never, like, been inside you.
Way to tell the world that I've had several Ashleys inside me. I'm so glad.
They know. The world knows.
The world knows. And gladly the Ashleys know too, thank God.
Yeah, they probably know
it. I can't help it, man. I'm so good in bed that I have to shout out my own name.
That's like the only narcissism I'll tolerate.
It's because, you know, I could suck a nail out a wall, mate.
Oh, wow. You say that like you're trying to impress me, but like I don't have like an appendage for you to suck.
So let's talk about Hades and Persephone.
I was gonna go, nothing.
You were gonna talk about the Satisfier.
Oh, what? You know that? She's in my head, bitch.
Has it changed your life?
Not in the way that I expected. It actually had to grow on me a little bit.
That, to be fair, that is like most things that are in and about my genitals.
No, like I was expecting like world changing after the way you like talk about
totally.
Yours, but I actually didn't like at all the first time.
I spoke to someone else about this. Hi Starbucks, and they were saying the same thing, and I think maybe again it comes down to my vulva, my clitoris.
Yes.
God, Ashley, my clitoris just being like locked and loaded, primed and ready to go at all times, just like seconds away from an orgasm. At any given moment, so.
And if you wonder if I hate you, I do.
Listen, I can't help it that
no,
I
it's fine.
Come.
Everyone has
with a change in the wind.
It's
like,
just more evidence about, you know, the great variation
yeah,
in
exactly.
women's like responses.
So Hades and Persephone, we've not even started, and we're 10 minutes in. So Hades, let's start with Hades. What do you know about Hades that is not based on a Disney movie?
Literally nothing. If I'm not allowed to talk about blue flame-haired Hades, then I know fuck all.
Okay, so Hades is Lord of the Underworld. Yes. He's the Lord of the Dead. The Dread Lord.
I thought you were going to say Lord of the Dance.
Oh my god, amazing. Imagine.
Like, I knew so, it made no sense.
So this is so funny because you know how I have like my characters who plays my live action version in my head.
What is it, Michael Flatley?
No, it's Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I know, as if I'm not like on the edge of an orgasm all the time anyway.
Right.
So Idris Elba is my Hades.
Okay.
Now Hades, I think he's got a bad rap. He's not a bad guy at all.
I think I knew that.
Yeah. He's very, like, he just happens to be in charge of the underworld. Are you moisturising?
I'm really itchy because I have really dry skin.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's either this or a scratch for
fine, it's winter. We'll allow it. You have such great legs. Oh, my God.
Right? You have such great tits.
Thanks. Oh, I love us. So, yeah, Hades isn't bad. And being dead isn't, like, bad or good, and going to the underworld isn't bad or good. Yeah. It just is. And
it's not like heaven and hell, it's just like where the dead people are.
Yeah. And it could have been any of them. So Zeus, Poseidon and Hades drew lots. One got the sky, one got the sea, and the one that drew the short straw got the underworld, and that was my boy Hades.
But you say that, but in my mind I'm always like, Poseidon's just kind of the shit one.
Really? You think Poseidon's the shit one? And no, we've talked about Zeus?
No, I don't mean No,
I get what you mean, like, Poseidon.
He's like, he's the other one.
Like, oh yeah, there's the ocean. Yeah. Right, have it, Poseidon. Yeah. Oh, no, don't let me take it from you. But yeah, Hades would have been happier with the ocean than with this underworld. But that, you know, that's life. Or death, as it was for Hades.
Did he not want... So he didn't want it?
No, nobody did. Oh, it was that's why they drew lots. So
maybe I'm just a spooky occult bitch, but I would be like, give me the underworld.
Okay, Persephone.
I like that name.
So Persephone is the daughter of Demeter or Demeter or Demeter. I always say Demeter. And Demeter is one of Hades and Zeus's and Poseidon's sisters, and she is the goddess of the harvest.
Okay.
Persephone is just so beloved to her. In fact, the word meter is Greek for mother.
Oh,
so like her,
oh, like meter.
Yeah, so her entire identity is being Persephone's mother, and she kind of takes over from Gaia in the like Mother Earth kind of realm, like when Gaia lies low after she does the whole like sprouting up Aphrodite and all that shit, and like cutting off penises.
Take it out a person so well.
Right? I mean, if I had a pound for every time I've just sunk back into the earth and gone quiet because I've just cut off my husband's dick, like, I'd have a pound.
I was going to say, you wish you had a pound.
Oh, fucking tell me about it. Just for the sake of the court case that's going to end up happening,
for legal reasons.
Not want to cut off my ex-husband's dick. It wouldn't make a difference. So...
and I say this on behalf of my own ex-husband, not just your own. You can't, like, cut off the dick if the dick is part of their personality.
Exactly. You can't cut off the dick if they are a fucking dick.
If that's, you know, core.
Are you...
core of themselves.
Are you struggling with, like, going through separation and dealing...
Only because we're not currently fucking separated
Yeah,
anymore.
You guys are in the same house just now.
Yeah, my husband has decided that for the 8 pointless days of February before I move out, he's gonna move himself the fuck back in and get under my feet.
Hard work. Yeah. I think it's hard when, like...
But it's also loads of vindication.
Yeah. I find it difficult now with my ex-husband because I feel like since we separated, I've done a lot of work on myself. And I feel like when I'm with him, I go right back into those like petty squabbles and all of those silly little things that I didn't like about myself when I was with him.
Oh, really?
Come straight back. Yeah, he doesn't bring out like the best in me.
I'm like,
and I don't bring out the best in him either.
No, fair. And, like, we're 100% the same. I think we're just, like a toxic partnership. Like, it just doesn't work. But I almost feel like the work on myself has gotten a different, outcome, because now I'm like, I'm better than you. Why did I put up with you for so long?
Good, though. Like,
but I'm like, I wish I hadn't wasted all that.
Nah, that's life. Like, that's part of your story.
I know.
It's important.
I know.
Where was I in our story? Oh my god, I haven't started.
Demeter.
So Demeter is Persephone's mum. Persephone is like, so Zeus is her dad. Demeter's her mum. You might have remembered a couple of minutes ago I said they were brother and sister. Apparently, as always, this is just something that we have to just accept.
Okay, so...
He raped her. He raped her. Okay. Of course he raped her.
Why are men, obviously, but why is this? Why is this?
I don't know why Zeus is. I don't know.
But also, is this Alabama? Where we have, like, sister moms and brother dads?
Like, yeah, the pantheon is like that, though. Like, if you think about it, like, they're all fucking each other.
For legal reasons, I don't believe that all people in Alabama are incestuous. Not all people from Alabama are wife beaters. That's another little South Park joke.
Oh, right, okay, I was like, so... Hades,
Ra.
Persephone, Demeter, Zeus. The stage is set. Persephone is the goddess of spring. So, like,
aww.
Think like flowers. She's actually, when at this point in our story, she's known as Kore, which means maiden. So she is actually like the embodiment of virginity.
Oh no!
And it is thought that
of like pretty girl.
Yeah, like pretty maiden.
Okay.
And it is thought, like, as when she's a child, that she will join Athena and Artemis and Hestia as the virginal goddesses.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she is so beautiful and still a child, but so beautiful and still a child, so beautiful that Apollo and Hermes ask to marry her. She gets... asked by basically all of the gods.
Don't buy Hermes, he won't turn up at the fucking wedding.
Well, you get off his back.
No, never. Literally never.
Oh my god. So, so despite this, these proposals, Demeter decides, no, I don't want her to get married. I want her to stay, I don't know, picking flowers in the meadows with me.
I mean, valid.
Yeah, same.
Probably, you know.
If Demeter would like to take me to pick flowers and meadows so that
I
can...
If I had it to do again.
If I could gently cry against her chest as the sun went down. What?
Just your weird, like...
I'm fine.
Aesthetic bisexual fantasy.
Oh,
it's like sun, like pink sky.
It's
in the
weird
background.
Though, like this is like peak bisexual fantasy because it's non-sexual. So like, I just kind of want her to look after me,
right?
And to like love me and respect me and to hold me as the sun goes down, which is the most bisexual thing about it. Like,
bisexual culture is loving women and tolerating men because you're attracted to them.
Oh, barely sometimes, barely. I think, though, like, the fact that I am attracted to men as well as women shows that sexuality is no way a choice.
Right. I literally said to my friend...
Like,
other...
you're trying to cut names out.
My friend, the other day, that my life would be so much fucking simpler.
Is this your cinema pal?
If I was...
I didn't say anything. Yes. I just said, is this your friend you went
yes,
to the cinema
but I
with?
Would like to deny any further public wrongdoing.
I didn't mention it. I just asked if
Sue
that was
Gray
the cinema
can suck
friend.
My dick.
Sue Gray. She'll be there in about 4 weeks, mate.
About how my life would just be so much fucking simpler if I was gayer.
Yeah. Actually, no, it wouldn't.
Specifically, in one way, though, like, I feel like if we just had feelings for each other, it would be so much easier.
Do you know what's really
don't?
Funny? Somebody that listens to this podcast has, like, shipped us.
Oh, my God. Right, okay, so I'm going to cut a really long story short because I know I ramble. I was in a thing to do with the Hannibal and I had a wife in this like a play that
I'm
we
jealous.
Did.
I'm jealous.
And someone drew fan art of us, right?
Oh my god.
And so that, to hear that I have been shipped, makes my fucking day.
With me though, yeah, like how lucky are you?
Oh. Excuse me, I'm like half an Ashley.
You need to explain that you're being half an Ashley.
I said it earlier on. I've got my middle name's Ashley.
Yeah, okay. You didn't actually say it. You said it in your head. Not
I
your
did
life.
Say it.
No, you didn't.
You'll hear it back.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. So Yeah, so she wants her to stay on Earth. Aww. And to hold her against her chest as the sun goes down and mother her.
But also, like, helicopter parenting.
Very helicopter parenting. Doesn't do anything without her. Doesn't leave Corey alone at any point.
Not ideal.
Corey is supervised constantly.
I'm getting very, like, pageant mother.
Yeah, it's like tiger mum. Like, she is always there. And if it's not, I swear to God, how many aeroplanes are going to go by in the next half hour?
Many.
It's been ridiculous. So basically, Hades is getting a bit lonely. Hades has got a dog, Cerberus, who is a three-headed dog. Say it.
Like the Harry Potter dog.
Exactly like the Harry Potter dog. The Harry Potter dog is Cerberus. And do you want to know the best bit about that. It? In Greek, the name means spot. Like, Hades called his name Spot. He called his dog Spot.
Oh my God.
I know.
That is my favourite thing that you've ever told me about mythology. Because I'm such an animal.
Are you crying?
Oh, I've got so... No, like, legitimately, I'm not crying. I'm just, like...
overcome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, Spot the dog.
The underworld Spot.
Cerberus. And he's a three-headed dog, and Hades only has two hands. So, I guess Hades needs a wife. And
he's... You're so not a dog.
Oh my God, I was!
my brain wasn't.
Hang on, what? Can you explain to me how that worked? Because I'm really confused.
No. I tried, I thought I was doing something.
No, babe, I'm understand. Talking about the dog's got three heads.
Someone needs to pat the other head.
He's got two hands. Oh, you thought I was talking about sucking dick.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I mean, for once in my fucking life, I was not talking about sucking dick.
Fine.
Just, can I tell you the best compliment I've ever been paid?
Yes.
It was about me sucking dick.
Yes.
Someone told me I could suck the sorrow from a widow.
Oh.
He was an arsehole and I hate him, but like...
Pause.
But like, it's the best compliment I've ever received in my life. And I'll never... I might get it tattooed on me.
You should.
I won't.
I would get it tattooed on me.
I've got brat tattooed on me.
I know. And that's why I want.
I'll do it for you, mate. Yeah, Hades is like, I want a wife. And he sees Persephone, Corey, and he's like, she is stunning. But he's, I guess, a little awkward and shady. Sorry, shades. Shades is what they call the souls in the underworld.
Oh, okay.
Shady.
Little Greek humour for you.
Oh my God, I found that way funnier.
You just fact right
way funnier than anyone listening is ever gonna find that. I am so sorry, everyone. No, that was so bad.
I'm sure if people got that, then they would have laughed. I just don't.
I doubt it. To be honest, like, that was just me being a bit of a geek.
So, I just thought you meant because it was like dark.
Well, that too. So he goes to his broski. Listen. If you're wanting to get with a girl. And your brother is Zeus. Like, who better to go to?
But we want to be looking at what are the actual ratio of, like, consensual versus non-consensual?
Well, keep listening. So, obviously, Zeus is our dad as well. So, he goes to him and he's like...
I find that hard to believe that would impede his nonsense in any way.
He's like, yo, Zeus, I, like, well fancy Persephone. Like, can you give me tips on how to ask her out? And Zeus is like... Just rape her. Just kidnap her and rape her.
So this is like stepdad porn?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's...
Probably.
It's just Zeus's way of running things. Mm. And Hades is like, oh, don't you think I could like make it a nice dinner? And he's like, nah, just kidnap her, mate. Just kidnap her and rape her. And so a couple days later, Persephone... Demeter is away, I don't know, harvesting shit. And Persephone
is doing for apples. I don't know why my brain is.
And Persephone's like, I don't know, frolicking through the meadows with her hair trailing behind her and bare feet and like.
I can actually see her now.
Yeah, yep. And she sees a narcissus flower, and she bends. She bends down. I'll tell you the story of the narcissus.
Is a narcissus a daffodil?
Yeah, daffodil's a kind of narcissus. For St. David's Day, I'm going to tell the story of Echo and Narcissus, which is my favourite myth. Yeah,
I love it's that my someone is called
favourite myth. So she picks up this Narcissus and she's like, oh my God, this is like well rooted. And she pulls it and it comes out And from the place she plucked it, there's like a little hole in the ground, and it keeps growing, and the hole becomes a chasm, and the chasm becomes a crack, and it becomes this giant crater in the earth. And out of this crater comes this huge chariot with four golden horses and Idris Elba, I mean Hades.
I love how shit like this just happens though in like this place.
Well, she wasn't like, okay.
And people are just like,
she sure. wasn't. She was like, what the fuck? And Hades was like, yoink, picks her up, puts her in her his phaeton, and goes back into the earth, which closes up above him. And Persephone is now underground, which means she is in Hades' domain. Now, one thing you need to know about Hades, people who get in do not get back out. The gods can't come and go from the underworld as they please.
Really?
Yeah, Zeus has no authority there. It's Hades' domain. Only Hermes can come and go. And very, very few humans... Very few humans have gone and come back out.
Oh.
And so Persephone's there and she is, like, distraught. Now, this is where popular culture has divulged, like...
But now I see why the Will and Hannibal.
The mythology is that Persephone is a fucking child who's just been abducted.
Yeah.
And that's really fucking harrowing. And Demeter's reaction is that of a mother whose child has just been abducted.
Alternative theory. Mm-hmm. Persephone is Abigail.
Right,
and
okay.
Will is Demeter. And if you've seen Hannibal, you get it.
I haven't. I'm sure that, like, two people who are listening to this have.
Probably. Two is pushing it.
Yeah. So, yeah, so... I think, oh, I've lost my train of thought.
So Demeter was furious, of course.
Yeah, so she was raging. But, like, popular culture has decided that Persephone was in love with Hades and really happy to be.
Well, of course, because popular culture is the one that thinks Fifty Shades of Grey is romantic. Yeah. And that bloody You on Netflix is...
I've not seen that either. Yeah, I think, you know... And what happens next, there's a lot of room for interpretation, but again, I'm going from what Homer said, and Homer knows a shit, man, so I'm gonna believe him on this one. So basically, Demeter kind of wanders the earth, absolutely fucking devastated. She doesn't know what happened to her daughter. She heard her scream, and she got there, and there was no sign of her. And she goes to Helios, who is...
Sun?
Yes, Helios is the sun.
Yeah.
Well done. I'm so proud of you right now. Like, no, but like.
No, I know.
Six weeks ago, I asked you, what do you know about Greek mythology? And you said nothing. And you've just correctly identified Helios as the sun. That's huge. Like, that is big.
Do you want to know why I know that?
Do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big plane geek. And there's an airline called Helios, and their logo is the sun.
Oh my god, you are so cute.
I know.
Like, that is the cute... I didn't know that about you.
I'm a plane geek.
Oh, you're so cute.
Okay, I used to be scared of flying.
Uh-huh.
And I cured my own fear of flying with immersion therapy by, like, finding out everything I could about aviation because I'm not neurotypical.
Oh my god, that is fucking adorable.
Yep.
I had no idea. So, yeah, Helios is the sun... Hey, sweetheart. Yeah.
Oh, wait, do you see me, like, geeking out at the airport?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I think we're flying Aegean, which is exciting for me because a lot of the myths that I love are set in the Aegean Sea.
That's exciting for me because it's an airline I haven't flown on yet and I keep a list.
Oh my god, you're so cute. This is ridiculous. Yeah, so Demeter is, like, fucking... all over the place, asks Helios, who obviously sees everything because he's the sun.
Oh my god.
And
is he the Teletubbies baby?
He is the Teletubby baby. Helios the Teletubby baby. I'm sorry.
Anyone who's been listening to this and is just like probably thinking that I'm like not okay. First of all, I'm not. But second of all, I'm just a really visual person. So I need to be able to see the things.
Yeah, that's why I always tell you who my cast is.
I need to see the things or I can't.
Yeah. I realised that when we were doing the Hecatonchires because you were just like, what the fuck?
It's why I can't do maths.
I can't do maths because it has no bearing on my life. See, I wish that they told me, like, rather than Pythagoras' theorem, how to, I don't know, regulate my emotions or, like... I don't do the dishes regularly.
Or, like, you know, apply for a mortgage or, like, anything you swallow.
Yeah.
To life.
Regulating my...
And not, here's a triangle, fucking prove it, bitch.
Yeah, like, I wish they taught me how to open a bottle of wine without the assistance of a man, like...
Oft.
Shit like that. Oft. So Helios is like, yeah, no, Hades took her. Hades straight up just whooped her into the earth. And she is livid. So she goes to Zeus and she's like, I know that you had a hand in this. Like,
obviously.
Like, your scent is all over it. And Zeus is like, what?
Oh, rapey shit happened. We immediately thought of you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was, buying a present for my wife.
One. Remind me again who your Zeus is. Since we're talking about the vision.
I've never told you who my Zeus is. Zeus changes quite a lot. But in this story, my Zeus is Will Arnett.
I don't know who that
is. He's in Arrested Development. He's in loads
I'm
of stuff. Yeah. He's like, what? No, I was visiting with my wife. And Demeter's like, you get her back here.
Oh, right, that guy, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Idris Elba. Can you Google Idris Elba just so I can look at him?
Okay.
Thank you. I am so in love with Idris Elba. Like,
I mean, valid.
Like, it makes me hurt a little bit. Like,
we're gonna say it makes me hard.
It doesn't make me hard. It makes me hurt. I'm very emotional.
I'm very emotional as well.
I'm effusive. Shall I tell the story?
If you must.
Right, so, obviously, I'm still... Idris Elba.
See that? That's effusive.
So, been talking to this guy for a while now, and, yeah, we're seeing each other, whatever. We went to see each other yesterday, and I had to cancel because of my kid, and I kind of wanted to, like, send him a message to be like, hey, I'm really gutted I never saw you today. Because I like you and you're really cool. I can't even say it, man.
You're smiling.
Oh, shut up! Shut up!
Ashley likes a boy.
Shut up. So I was like, I'm going to be effusive today. And I sent him, that's what I meant to send. And actually, like, the message that I sent him was, hey, smelly, even though you're awful and I obviously hate you, bit gutted I never saw you today, can I steal you another time this week? Hey, smelly, even though you're awful and I hate you, like, what the fuck? That was me being effusive. I would hate to see me being cold.
I mean... I have so many takeaways from this. One, I did not realise how special I was because you've told me you love me, like, on several occasions.
Yeah.
Two, this is clearly what the problem is because my friend is also a Pisces with air sign placements all over the top. And they also don't know what effusive means. And clearly, that's, yeah.
I just... Yeah. Do you know what, though? You've totally got it in my head because you told me that... You were like, oh my god, you've totally caught feelings for him. And now you've totally got in my head and I'm being a fucking weirdo.
Oh, because yeah, it's my fault.
Because I'm like, oh sure. My god, do I? And obviously, I fucking do. But I've been so weird and I'm like, do I tell him? Yeah, best not. Best just to insult him instead. And he sent me a photo of himself today. And he just looked so gorgeous that it kind of like made me like... Ugh. Like, I didn't have any words to respond to him because my reaction was like, bleh! because I just had lots of emotions in response and I don't know how to articulate any of it. Or, it's so awful, I hate this.
We're so, like, the same but also different because my method, if you can fucking call it a method, is very much like, here's all of the feelings I've ever had. If you're scared, there's the door.
Oh, no, I'm just being weird. Just being weird as
Shout
fuck.
Shout out to Borderline.
No, I'm just being, like, fucking weird as fuck.
And, yeah, you're just different.
And he was like...
And he knows. That's the key is that he gets it.
What's really cool, like, he has ADHD too. So, like, he gets when I don't text him back for, like, 5 hours and then send him 20 messages in a row. He's like, this is so cute because right now you're focusing on me.
As a raging borderline with abandonment issues, had to actually learn that that was okay when you were like that and not be like, she doesn't like me anymore.
No, it's good. Oh. Like, because in that moment when I'm sending you like 20 messages, like, blah, 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 it's a stream of consciousness that I need to share with you and just you.
Yep.
So special. Like, you become my hyper focus for that second.
Yeah. Sorry.
It is hard work. Like, I am hard work.
I'm fucking hard work too, mate. Yeah, don't worry.
We are. We are hard work. Like, I'm really difficult because I don't talk about my feelings very much. And I am, like, quite closed off, but in a weird way, because I'm also very emotionally open and very good at talking about, like, my feelings about my feelings. And I kind of, like, do this thing where I skirt around it and I talk about other things and appear very open and ready and communicative. But actually, I'm like, please love me. I'm scared.
Yeah. Like, understanding your feelings is not feeling your feelings.
Yeah.
But I do that a little bit, but I also feel all of the feelings at 110. We have, like, I don't know. There's a lot of overlap
between our, like... Between borderline and ADHD. Yeah.
But there's also, massively, like, big, disparate, like, other bit. Because I'm more like, if you don't message me every 30 minutes, I will automatically assume you never want to speak to me again.
Yeah, whereas I'm like, if you're not directly in front of me, I might forget you exist, but that doesn't mean I don't love you.
No, I'm very much, if you're not in front of me, I will know you exist, and you definitely hate me.
So, we're getting sidetracked so much this week. Oh my god, I've hardly told any myth. So, yeah, Demeter's like, your scent is all over this. And he's like, no. And she's like, that is your fucking daughter, Zeus.
Right.
If Hades had kidnapped her without your permission, you'd go to fucking war with him. And Zeus is like, you got me. You're right. I didn't tell him he could do it. And there's nothing I can do because I told him. And she's like, fix it.
And that's fucking on shit, Dad.
Fix it now. But also, like, the whole way through the myth, I'm just like, nobody ever asks Persephone what she wants. Like, and it really riles me.
And I'm sad.
Nobody ever takes, like, it never goes to her point of view. It never, the most we get is, like, she strikes up kind of friendship with Hecate, and that's as close as we get to knowing how she felt about it. But the myth says that she was devastated. She missed being on Earth. She missed her mother. Aww. She missed the flowers. She missed the light. She missed the sunshine and the fresh air. And she hated the underworld. And Hades was like, you can rule alongside me as queen. And she was like, I want my mum, because she's a fucking child.
I was just gonna say that, like, how, like,
like,
this is like a,
well, we don't know,
teenager-ish,
how
teenagerish, kind of young
on
teenager.
On the cusp of teenagehood.
Lovely.
Like, she's a child. This is one thing that really annoys me. See, when somebody is like accused of sexual assault on an underage woman, no,
there's no such thing.
No, it's a child.
Yeah,
it's a fucking child. Don't do that. Don't, like, I think it especially annoys me because I've been like an underage woman who's a victim of, like, a high profile character who totally got away with it, and I'm 32 now, and I'm like, no, I was a fucking child. Like, so that's why I think that annoys me. Like, let's stop using underage women and let's start using the word child.
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah, it annoys me that Persephone is never kind of asked, but Zeus is like, sorry, Demeter, there's nothing I can do. So Demeter goes back to Earth, and she is so gutted that she neglects all of her duties. The grain doesn't grow, the harvest doesn't come in, and people on Earth are starving. They are dying. Like, it is bad. There is widespread famine, and Zeus is like, oh, shit. He realises what he's done, and he's like, Demeter, babe, come here. Come here. You know how, like,
does that correspond to anything historical, like, that really happened, like, bad on Earth?
Probably. Like, I think most religions have that kind of, like, famine type thing. But if you keep listening, you'll see what it corresponds to. So she goes to Zeus again, and he's like, why are all the humans dying, babe? And she's like, oh, because I hate you, and I hate Hades, and I hate the fucking world. Give me back my daughter. And he's like, well, we can't do that, but but could you stop killing humans? And she's like, no.
Can't be arsed, mate.
No, actually, I can't. So I guess we're at a stalemate here. So Zeus realises he has got to do something because there's going to be no humans left. And what is the point in any of them if there are no humans to preside over? And at this point,
he doesn't want, like, you know, he needs Sims in his Sims game.
Exactly. At this point, I would like him to go back to Prometheus and say sorry. Go say sorry to Prometheus. He was just trying to do this for you. I love Prometheus.
Same. Mm.
So Zeus realizes he's got to do something. And he sends to Hermes to Hades and asks him for Persephone back. But before she goes, there's two versions of this. One is, like, so biblical. The first one is that Hades forces a pomegranate seed into Persephone's mouth, and she swallows it and goes up to Zeus.
Look at me looking into the camera, looking in the fucking office.
The biblical version is who knows how the Bible got its ideas, that a serpent in the underworld gave her a pomegranate, was like, look at this lovely pomegranate, have some before you go. And she was like, oh, well, I guess I haven't eaten in 5 years, why not? But yeah, the more accepted is that Hades made her eat the 6 pomegranate seeds. Or 3 pomegranate seeds before they went up to Zeus. You look so disappointed in this myth.
No, is this sort of delicate way of saying if she...
I don't know. I don't think that the pomegranate does symbolise rape.
Okay.
But at this point, she is, like, his wife and queen, and we know historically how you became someone's wife.
Fine.
And
I'll stay mad about it.
Yeah, but you know, and it's so romanticized,
right?
This story, I've read versions where Persephone, like, swallowed the pomegranate seeds because it's a known fact. You just have to accept the fact that if you eat food whilst you're in the underworld, then you have to stay there.
Okay.
It is accepting the underworld as part of you. So once you've eaten that food, you must stay there.
Okay.
And Persephone would have known this, would have absolutely known this. She was brought up, she's a full goddess, you know, she's not a random mortal demigod.
Okay.
She would have known this. So there's a lot of romanticized versions where she gets taken to the underworld and she falls in love with Hades and she eats the pomegranate seeds so that she doesn't have to go back to Earth.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one, but is it like Stockholm syndrome? Or is it just completely not the way it was at all?
I don't know. It's so hard to tell. In the hymn to Demeter, she doesn't want to eat it. Like, he forces her to eat it.
Okay.
But I just have to say, like, there are times, Persephone, when it's not rude to spit.
I was just not prepared. Oh, that's what she said.
Like, I know the age-old spit or swallow. I remember being asked that when I was, like, 13 or 14 in school by the boys and not having a fucking clue what it meant. But also...
We could get into such a long conversation about sexualizing teenagers.
Do you spit or swallow?
I swallow because... Why the fuck would you spit it out? It's just, like, mess for no reason. But it's tidier.
Like, if your dick is in my mouth, then we are close enough for me to be sucking your dick. Therefore, I'm not going to insult you by spitting your semen out. Like, if I'm close enough to you to be sucking your dick, I'm close enough to swallow your cum.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not going to lie.
That too.
I'm not going to lie. I like it. I like swallowing cum. I enjoy it. It's one of my favourite things. Sorry, had to say it. There you go. There's something that everyone knows about me now.
I don't hate it.
I love it.
I wouldn't go so far as to say I love it. I don't hate it. But also, like...
Hi, Maya.
If you have to have it in your mouth for however long it takes you to, like, get up and go somewhere else and fucking spit it out, you're gonna, like, really taste it.
Well, this is it, like, that...
Whereas if it's at the back of your throat, well, and you just swallow it, it's gone.
The secret is to deep throat when you come. This is
we're
it.
Telling
like,
on ourselves
the
now.
The secret is to deep throat when they come. I'm so glad nobody can see the actions that I'm doing. That way it doesn't touch your tongue, so it doesn't go in any of your taste buds.
It's just like
cannot
done,
taste that at
gone.
All. Like and cause, and if you are swallowing while sucking dick, it also feels really good.
Right.
So that's a little techers tip
we
for
could
everyone.
Just run, like a little masterclass.
A little master. I told you I could suck a nail out of a wall.
Amazing. Absolutely love
I could
that
suck
for
the sorrow from a widow.
Oh.
So, so Persephone is a spitter, not a swallower, and she gets called back up to Zeus, and Demeter's there, and she's like, "Ma, Persephone!" So happy to see each other, like aww, all over each other, and she hugs her, and then she's like, "What's that smell?" And Persephone's like, "What?" And she's like, "You ate something, didn't you?"
Mm.
And Persephone's like, "Yeah, I had 3 pomegranate seeds." And Zeus is like, "Ah, fuck. Fuck, she's going to have to stay there, Demeter." And Demeter's like, "I will kill each and every one of those bitch-ass humans." And Zeus is like, "She ate the food."
Mm.
And Zeus comes up with a compromise between Hades and Demeter, where for the 3 pomegranate seeds,
mm-hmm,
Persephone will spend 3 months in the underworld,
mm-hmm,
and she will spend the rest of her time here,
okay,
in this world. So this was the ancient Greek way of rationalizing the seasons.
Oh wow,
oh my god, I just watched your light bulb like switch on and it was
it's
beautiful.
When she's away, like winter.
Yeah, winter. So as she's getting ready to go, Demeter starts to get sad and the leaves start to die on the trees, the
oh
crops start to fail. So and we have autumn, then she's gone and it is barren, it is bare, it is cold, it is dark, nothing grows,
and then she comes back because she's the spring, she's the important.
And as she's getting ready to come back, yes, the goddess of spring is coming back.
Oh God,
here she is. Things are warming up. And then it's summer. She's here. And she's here for ages still. And it's wonderful. And the bountiful air. Demeter's happy. You're really emotional about this.
I don't know what I have. Don't have the words to describe what it is that I'm into that makes me into this. Because it's not the occult. It's not any of that. But
there's something like
time and
primal
uh-huh,
and like earthy and like
how
me as a woman connects to the earth that I live in. There's something about that in me that connects with this story.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm not eloquent enough to explain why that's like really touched me, but it has.
Oh, I'm glad. So yeah, that's the story of
Hades
and Persephone, and why you should always spit, not swallow, despite what we tell you.
Nah.
Okay, tell you what, promise me if anyone like forces pomegranate seeds into your mouth when you're in the underworld, you'll spit them out, you slag.
I mean, fine, but they would struggle because I really don't like pomegranate.
I'm so glad I haven't cooked for you because I'm making us pomegranate.
No, I mean like I wouldn't eat it like as a fruit.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't mean the flavour because I've drunk like pomegranate juice and like sweets.
I'm making
stuff.
Us dinner based on this story tonight.
But people eat it like just like fruit.
Yeah, me. I love pomegranate.
It's the
I love it.
It's the brain.
I love
snotness.
It. Right, we're out
it's
of time.
Nice food. Oh,
we're out of time.
Oh my god.
I know. I feel like
that's flown in.
I know. So yeah, the story.
I really
like
that one.
Oh, I'm glad because I was worried that telling the real mythology, people would be like, "Oh, this isn't the romantic story that I was used to."
No, I'm not that guy though. I'll get on my soapbox and rant about 50 Shades and all the rest.
But
of it
I think,
until the cows come home.
I think the story of Hades and Persephone is actually the story of Demeter and Persephone. It's a story about mother and daughter, more than anything.
Mm.
I know, it's nice. So yeah, that's us for this week.
That was like oddly heartwarming.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's
considering
been,
it's about
been
the
like quite calm and quite nice this
yeah
week. So I'll be back next week with more horror. Can't wait.
I don't know what I'll be back with next week. My life is wildly unpredictable.
See you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.